Track 127.
As a curator at the New Bedford Whaling Museum, we have to make many decisions on how we decide to tell stories using objects. This vase was donated by the Shapiro family, whose name is dedicated to this gallery, and we decided to curate the entire show based on this particular object. You can see that it's cut glass with a sterling silver collar, which is decorated with organic elements of flowers and leaves. And this fit perfectly into the theme of the gallery aesthetic that we were going for, which is looking at pieces from post-Civil War America in New England fine and decorative arts. And this era was looking mostly at pieces inspired by nature, looking at grand landscapes of the United States in celebration of the independence and unification of the country after the Civil War. If you look around you, every single object in this space was somehow inspired by nature. And it was also inspired by the English aesthetic movement, which was a reaction to the industrial age of Great Britain. And the wallpaper itself that you see in the space was brought over from London, and it's a William Morris design, who was one of the leaders of the English aesthetic movement. His work greatly inspired artists of the Pearpoint Corporation, which is one of the most prominent glass and silver companies in New Bedford. The exhibition theme actually coincides very well with the architecture of the space. This is a late 19th century room that was part of a larger bank building, which also includes the Wattles Gallery that you can see to the south. And this theme is exactly the time period, including the furniture and the decorative objects that one would have seen in a home in New Bedford during that time. To the left of the fireplace, you'll see two tall glass cases filled with decorative objects. If you can move to that area, we'll look at some of those pieces.